This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now with the Seahawks scramble, here's a jock and two straps.
So Cam Cleland, former NFL superstar, is the jock in One Jock, Two Straps. And I just want to go on record right now as saying, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Says the guy texted me last night with the bandwagon. He's like, get on board. Come on. We have Terry Boyd's a fan of the Seahawks. Brad, did you know Terry Boyd's a fan of the Seahawks?
Big fan of the
Seahawks.
You know,
we brought him on board.
He wants to kiss Ken Norton Jr.
No, I don't. I'm telling you, you're welcome.
A little butt slap back there. Good job, big guy.
You're welcome. And I'm talking to everyone who is a Seahawks fan. Every once in a while, the 12th man has to get in Pete's face, and I was the one to do it.
Somebody's got to do the dirty work around here, Terry. Yeah.
Pete saw the blog post on the KGON website
It
said myth or legend, and I don't think he liked it. And you heard him talk about it in the play-by-play last night, that Pete got in his coach's faces and the players' faces about, this is what I want done.
Well, short week. I mean, that's a short week. You take it. Think about the pressure. If you're Kyler Murray, he's a young star. He's never been in that before. Russell Wilson's like, I'm 8-1 in primetime games. Bring it to me. And there you see it on Thursday. If we get that, if you're a Seahawks fan and you get that kind of defense and that kind of output for the rest of the season. And by the way, let me just tell you this. Their next four opponents, combined record, stay with me on this.
Yeah.
8-28-1
Right. Yeah.
That's the next four opponents for the Seahawks. So they have the driver's seat for the next couple weeks, and they'll have the last two. They'll have the Rams and 49ers end the season.
Right. And the Rams have had their number, so that's going to be the next big challenge. They just got to stay healthy through all schmuck games.
Yeah. They're going to have to find. I mean, they're not going to be easy walkover games. There's none of easy walkover games, but you'll be able to have, if you have injuries. You saw the offensive line last night. You saw Damian Lewis, the rookie center, just flounder all over the place. It's hard to come in and play that. But it was more about the defense. And Carlos Dunlap, man, he's worth his weight in gold already with that one sack.
Oh, yeah, it was good, man. Yeah. There was a lot. What about the altercation, man, with DK?
DK.
And that, what a game changer
dumb
that
penalties.
Was.
Yeah. How many dumb penalties did you see last night? That was one for Arizona. And then you had, I think it was Diggs, had the stupid penalty on Hopkins with a shot to the head that extended the drive. I mean, these are, everyone wants to find reasons. I always equate to, these guys are on 3 days rest. They're tired. They're agitated. Their bodies aren't healthy. And the fact is that I get PTSD, and I'll say it because I had three Achilles tendon ruptures. I watched Greg Olsen. I knew he tore his Achilles right when it happened. That type of stuff, those short rests, and guys 35 years old, you see that. You're grinding when it comes to November to get wins.
I thought about that when I thought about that happened, because you knew exactly what it was.
Instantaneous.
Pain, I'm sure everyone on the line could hear that. Because when that thing goes, it goes.
It goes. It's just like, it feels like someone hits you in the back of the leg with a baseball bat as hard as you can, and it rolls up like a window shade, man.
Right.
It is.
That's the gross part, is it rolls up like a damn garden hose.
And you're just looking down at your foot, and you're going, well, that doesn't work anymore. That sucks.
It does. How long does it take to come back from that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a year before you even really feel comfortable. I made it back in 7 months and played. I did it twice. I did it back-to-back seasons. And they said I'd never play again, but I did. But you're never the same. You're never the same, like any injury like that. Yeah. But these guys are, gosh, we just need bigger rosters because dudes are still dropping like flies.
Yeah. Let's look at the upside of everything, because I think, Brian, you really pointed it out. The final game of the season, right, for them is the Rams, right?
Rams.
Yeah. And let's just be honest. I think the NFL learned something by watching the Seahawks this week.
you want to go on vacation to L.A. a week before the rest of the season.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
Let's
be honest.
They were on vacation.
Yeah.
And then they came back rested and ready for Thursday night. Come on.
Right. I mean, you go down to the sunny California. You might go, oh, wait a minute. You're not supposed to go out anywhere. It was on lockdown. So just seeing the sun and coming on back. And they got the next four games. They got to go East Coast once again. Yeah. So it's not easy.
You know, and the opposing defense, the Cardinals defense was blinded by those damn jerseys all night, too.
They're just glad they didn't wear the bottoms of those things. They usually wear the lime greens. Electric, I don't know what you want to even call it. At least it wasn't yellow.
True.
Come on, guys. It wasn't yellow.
There's something about Cam and yellow. I'm not sure what the problem is. I don't know what the problem is.
Yellow.
You should see the daggers he's staring at my banana. And my breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.